If you find a dog, coyote, or raccoon on town property, who are you going to call? New changes to the Town of Collingwood's Bylaw Services Department should make the answer clearer. During their regular meeting on April 25th, councillors approved changes to the town's Animal Control and Wildlife Services, following approval of the other recommendations part of the Bylaw Services Review earlier this month. Thank you for all the thinking that's been done on this since our committee meeting, said Mayor Yvonne Hamlin during Monday's meeting. The town embarked on a review of its bylaw services division earlier this year, with bylaw staff suggesting 26 changes to how the department works and is structured. First presented to council back in March, the review includes recommendations split into three categories: immediate changes, short-term changes to take place over the next 2 years, and medium-term changes to be made within 2 to 5 years. The review recommended an overall structural adjustment to ensure the appropriate management and oversight is in place. The review also suggested developing a town crossing guard policy, and shifting the focus of bylaw from the current complaint-based approach to an integrated model enforcement approach whereby bylaw officers would be empowered to deal with issues as they see them. Council voted earlier in April at their Committee of the Whole meeting to approve all changes except for the animal and wildlife control changes proposed by staff, instead asking for more information on that specific part. Changes voted through by councillors this week include retaining canine control until 8 p.m. 7 days a week, continuing with the town's coyote management plan, and to start up a pilot project to enter into an agreement with a third-party contractor for the removal and disposal of distempered animals on town property. Previous to council's input, town staff had recommended jettisoning wildlife management altogether, and reducing canine control to business hours only. Our public has come to expect a certain level of service when it comes to wild and domestic animals. This is an excellent compromise to that, said Coun. Deb Doherty. Coun. Kathy Jeffery said she'd feel more comfortable about a change in service if clear communication to residents through the town's website on who to call was added. Not everybody is on the internet. Do we have room in our phone system? She asked. Clerk Sarah Almas said staff would be happy to look into implementing such an option. Council voted unanimously in favor of the changes. Deputy Mayor Tim Fryer was absent. Town staff will now work to communicate the changes to the public prior to the changes being implemented fully.